My name is Daryl Bradford Smith. It's nice to be with you all today. Of course, lots of stuff is swirling and whirling around, all kinds of controversy and all kinds of bad stuff. And I thought I'd do a little bit of ranting today about issues and discussion about some of the things that have been on the internet and recent postings by this. This lie factory over there at American Free Press. I urge everybody to go over to the RBN site and download the show from last night from Michael Collins Piper. It just gets better, guys. It just keeps getting thicker and deeper. And I've often asked for people to challenge the specifics of our work. Anybody. They have decided that destroying the messenger is going to be more effective, and in some ways they're right. That has been a lot more effective than because they can't challenge the work we've done. They can't talk about the Lowy connection to Silverstein and how the Lauder fortune was involved in the transfer of the buildings, or about Mark Rich's involvement and the buildings over at Herzliya, and how the Mossad had their agents working throughout the country at kiosks, and how they were dancing Israelis, and how throughout the administration they had people like Pollard in there and many others working clandestinely on behalf of Israel, as well as the people who were doing it up front, like the Chertoffs and the late Deans and the Wormsers and the Feith, Douglas Feith, and Scooter Libby, or his name is Liberowitz, or so many other things. All of those things that nobody wants to mess with, or the Odigo messaging that went out, or insider trading that roots back to Israel, or the child sex slavery that goes back to that country. Or let's get into the bigwigs now. How about all the banking people who are from the Zionist Jewish community who are also in control of Israel, and how, all of this stuff. I can go on and recite these things for hours and hours and hours and hours. And in fact, we were the first group of people courageous enough to put it out on the radio shows as we did. Now there have been many, many other people working to bring out research over many years. I've interviewed them, David Pidcock and McDonald, and of course Mohammed Rafik and Nestor Webster, and I would love to interview Carol Valentine and so many others. So to say that this was my research and my work and all that, that's not true. What is true is that we were the first people to broach the subject in this latest wave. Now, people have asked why Eric didn't put Zionism in his book that he wrote. Well, truth be told, Eric didn't know about the role Zionism played in 2002. He had some suspicions, but certainly nothing that would have led him to believe that the Mossad in Israel was behind this. It was after doing many months and months of reading and research that these facts became clearer. And then, of course, as you all know, if you've looked into these facts, the rabbit hole goes quite deep. But in the battle, we have had a lot of people try to trip us up. And, of course, many of the people responsible for this are not from the Jewish community at all. They're from the Christian community, Zionist Christian community. In fact, 40 million are claimed in the United States who are waiting to be raptured. They follow people like Hagee and Pat Robertson and Dobson and so many other of these Zionist criminals that need to be put in prison, or even worse, if we could get it done. So the biggest problem, there's only 16 or 18 million Jews in the world, but there are 40 million Christian Zionists. Who's the bigger problem? You tell me. Yeah. You see, I've never seen religion as the answer to any of the world's problems. In fact, if you take a look at religion, it is being used and has been used by Zionists from the beginning. There is a whole pile of evidence that says that the movement of the Calvinists was motivated and inspired by Rothschild money. There's a lot of evidence that says that Scientology has Zionist roots to it. There is a lot of good evidence that says many of the movements across the United States in the Christian community have been motivated by the Zionists. They use religions to get control of you, your belongings, your mind, your families, and they pervert the truth through these religions. Now, it's always been my belief that people who are radically involved in religion are mentally ill, and it doesn't matter what religion they come from, whether they are radicalized Muslims, radicalized Christians, radicalized Sikhs or Jews, or any radicalized religious community. And so when I take a look at what religion has meant to me in my life, I find it to be the first step toward mental illness. And I think if you believe the dogma coming out of the radicalized religious groups, you are a perfect candidate to believe many other deceptions and lies. And, you know, we can get into specifics, but it's not really necessary. I'll just suffice it to say, I think it's all a pile of hooey. Now, as for a comment I made to somebody, now let's get into this Suzette thing because I think it demands some clarification. This is a person that both Eric and myself trusted with, so much so that we both allowed her to be a webmaster on one of our sites, and Eric did the same. And what she began to do, she came in quite mildly with her belief structure and acted as though she didn't know very much about anything, but it was a short time after her starting, she began to cause problems with people that I had communicated with for some time. I had hoped to bring in more young people, and so I tried to enlist the help of a college student that I had hoped to do interviews on college campuses for us. And so after communicating with this person, we found out that our views were a little bit different than one another, but we still remained in contact. But that's not how this gal Suzette treated this. She treated this person and many others as enemies and began to read through my personal emails that came in and began to marginalize or to create problems between people in our groups. And in fact, at the time, because I wasn't paying close enough attention to what she was doing, I didn't know that she was behind it. It became evident over time that she was, and I got rid of this person from controlling any of my emails and any of that stuff, and I just summarily got rid of her. But it didn't end there. Then started the demands of a religious nature. Over a long period of time, I received a lot of different emails for weeks and weeks. Then she started a new attack on this same person that this gal that I had been talking to started a new attack. On top of that, began attacking Eric, demanding that he say whether he's Jewish or not, which he had already answered on the air on my show twice before, or whether he was a gay or not gay, and all this other stuff, which he also had answered. And so what she did was she was creating all kinds of problems everywhere. And so in a rather angry moment, I struck out at her. Now, let me tell you what I believe about abortion, and you can go back into my archives, my files, and understand what I believe about that. I have come out strongly against it. I think it's wrong. Now, when I was angry at this person, I knew that this would get under her skin, and I said it in and sent the email off, and in hindsight, it was certainly not something that I should have done, and I regret it, and I wish that 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 I hadn't done it, but I do own up to the fact that it was my email. Now, for those of you who are Christians, and you're probably probably never going to be able to make an amends to you, and that's fine, because more likely than not, if you can't see past that and into the facts that we've put together, and again, nobody can dispute our facts. Nobody tries to dispute our facts. They just try to crucify us. no pun intended there, ladies and gentlemen. And if you're unable to forgive us, which would be a very unchristian thing to do, then that's fine. If, on the other hand, the amount of information we've put together and the research we've put together, you find useful, you find these files helpful, then use them. And that's all there is to it. Now, a gal put out a little statement named Kate. Kate, she said I wouldn't be able to speak 3 minutes on leadership. I probably could speak for 3 hours on leadership. But certainly some people are not interested or able to morph themselves into being a leader. Some people don't want to be leaders. I didn't get into this to lead this movement. I never came out and said, follow me, I'm the leader. I told you to look at my research. I've got some of the facts. And if that makes me a leader de facto, then that's so be it. But it wasn't my choosing. It was certainly because of my anger, again, which sometimes does a disservice to me rather than a service to me, that has helped propel me into working hard and diligently to find these facts out. But at the same time, I don't fashion myself as a leader. I just will not accept the liars out there, and I won't let them get away with it. People like Michael Collins Piper, who are saying that my liver problems are due to alcohol, which is an absolute fabrication. I have a viral infection in my liver that has nothing to do with alcohol. And in fact, if you take a look back on my last year, there have been incidents where I had drinks, and of course, having a weakened liver, I get rather under the weather pretty quickly. And good French wine has snuck itself into my life occasionally. But if you ask Eric, he'll tell you the truth. It's every 6 or 8 or 10 weeks, and that's the facts of the matter. Now, is that prudent? Absolutely not. But the fact that I smoke cigars isn't prudent either. The fact that I eat greasy, fatty food isn't good either, or that I put a lot of salt on my food isn't very good, or that I don't exercise isn't good, or that I don't do a lot of things, it isn't good. And the fact is I've never been politically correct. I'm a libertarian, and I want to be left alone to make my own mistakes in this life, and then, of course, pay for them myself as well, the prices that I have to pay. And, of course, when we make choices that affect our health, we pay prices. Nothing's for free when it comes to your health. So, but, you know, there was a time in this not-so-recent past that, you know, to savage somebody over something like that would be considered wrong. But today, with this politically charged, politically correct world we live in, where if you get off of if you leave the airport in Los Angeles and go walk out on the side of a road by yourself to light a cigarette, people will start screaming at you out of a car. Or if you light a cigar, they'll start screaming at you and they'll call the police on you. This is the kind of world we live in, ladies and gentlemen. It's the kind of world where in Britain you can be denied all medical services and all health services if you smoke. Yet they will turn around and sell you the cigarettes and tax you 700% on them. Yeah, highest priced cigarettes in the world in Britain. So my point is this. We are only human, all of us, and the fact is I believe that most people that listen to the French Connection are there for the facts. I've heard and read many people say that they don't particularly feel that close to me personally because I'm not a personable human being, and I don't, I've never thought that I was, and don't really give two scoops to be very personable. However, in the same sentence or in the same paragraph, they also put out that the work we've done has been excellent, beyond reproach. But then you get people like this Southern Poverty Law Center employee, Michael Collins Piper, who wants to badmouth me when I'm a guy who gave up his health in the military, and this is he's a guy who couldn't get into the military because of his sexual preferences. And I've served my country. I've been injured, and I've lost my father doing it. I am angry about all this. We've lost our nation, and this guy has to come out and make up lies. Make them up. Isn't there something that you could use without having to make it up? He has to make it up. It's astonishing that he would do that, but I'm going to let all his stuff stand because it's so ridiculous and so badly done. And so is that Mark Glenn piece, so badly done, that instead of being applauded, people are scratching their heads saying, what the hell was that? What the hell was that? And I urge everybody to read it, because that's what you'll do. You'll scratch your head and go, what the hell was that? Somehow saying that I'm a Talmudist because of my statement to Suzette is absolutely ridiculous. And anybody who reads that will know that. But of course, he writes down that of course I have bad liver from alcoholism, which is absolutely false. You know, and they talk about my name stuff. You know, my father died when I was three. His name was Edwin Douglas Smith, and I am his son. And so, you know, they make that up. Just like Michael Piper made up the fact that my wife is black, which she is not, which wouldn't matter again. I've said this dozens of times. But what they're doing is just throwing piles of dog shit on me and hoping some of it sticks. Now, that's up to you to decide whether it sticks or not, whether the information that Christopher Bolin has written about Shanksville and about the computer rooms and about the stuff that happened, the trading stuff that happened on 9/11 through the Yakuza, and the amounts of money transfers that have been made, and the manipulation of the gold markets, and all of the different things he's written. So many articles that this guy's put together, and so many investigations, and so much stuff. And then all the articles Eric's written, and the people that we have proven. And then when you find out that American Free Press has people like Muff Kafka working for them, and in fact, when he was talking on his show last night, Piper, he actually quoted something right from Muff Kafka, which was that I sat with a shotgun across my lap, and I was sitting there with a gun, and this that came from Muff Kafka, not from me to him, but from Muff Kafka to Piper. And they're still working together, and Scott Muff Kafka is writing lots of stuff out on the internet under pseudonyms. And they've been thick as thieves over there from Wing TV and the American Free Press. Nothing free about these guys, ladies and gentlemen. And they have been savaged by the facts about them. So now they're going to just throw every bit of stuff at me that they can. And then the other day, when Glenn wrote that thing about Johnson being the principal behind what happened at the USS Liberty. That was a lie. And in fact, not only was it hugely deceptive because he didn't mention once the murdering of the prisoners in the desert, because that was the point, ladies and gentlemen. Don't you know that that video caused a wave across the Arab world? Don't you know that 200,000 people saw that and it's still growing to this day? And don't you know that was the Egyptians were so angry they created a diplomatic a problem for Israel because of the facts that came out on the French Connection through James Innes, commander on that ship and officer of the deck on the day of the attack. And right from his lips to your ears, he told you why these people attacked. But that's not what Mark Glenn did. Mark Glenn wanted to move you away from that fact. And this man is a deceiver. And he's in the employ of some very, very questionable people, I am certain. Yeah. So, that whole nest over there with Petrick and of course the Zionist Mark Lane and the rest of them. You know, do your homework, ladies and gentlemen. And then this thing with Eric being the half brother of a girl who's lucky enough to marry a rich guy. Now, I don't know what this guy has done or not done. I know what his father's done, Murdoch, Rupert Murdoch. But, you know, Eric's half-sister, I've never heard him speak about her. I don't hear him talking about them having dinners together. In fact, I've known Eric for 2.5 years, and I have never seen a single incident where he would ever fall in favor of anything that the Zionists have done. In fact, it's the opposite in every instance, every time. Every time. You know, this guy at Wake Up From Your Slumber, Grim Reality, he put it the best here. He says, you know, he's taken a look at Eric's work, and he hasn't left Eric's confidence. The confidence he lost hasn't lost confidence in Eric because Eric hasn't given him any reason to. He says, that doesn't mean I won't keep watching. He's right to watch. You know, and if in fact, because I got angry and lashed out at somebody for undermining my confidence and trust and trying to destroy important relationships to me and friendships of mine and read emails and cause problems and become a religious zealot and try to run down my partner, I attack, and I did. And it was vulgar, and I have to apologize to my listeners for the vulgarity. That's essentially it. And, you know, you've listened to, if you've been listening to me for years now, you've listened to over 340 files of mine. And that's in about 2.5 years. So that's a whole lot of work we've done, Eric, myself, and Christopher, and others, many, many others that have come on the show. And I challenge any of you to challenge me on my research. Tell me that the work we've brought out and the information about Khazarians and about the Sabbateans and about the crypto-Zionists and about how they operate and the slavery that they've used and the false flag attacks that have been fostered and fomented through their control. And the enriching that they have done of their own community. And, you know, simply put, ladies and gentlemen, these people in charge of this organization, and it's a big one, the Zionist-led criminals, it's huge. It has many branches and many faces, but ultimately it's only a few masters. It needs to be told about, everyone needs to learn about them. Every single person, every single place on this planet needs to understand what it is they are doing to all of us. Now, you know, religion causes the people that lash out in the Jewish community on behalf of Zionists to act like they do. Religion does. Not spirituality, but religion. They are taught from birth. They're not born Zionists. They are educated to be Zionists. Just like Christian Zionists are educated to help these people. That's what religion will bring you, in my view. Now, if you've got beliefs that help you get through your day on a spiritual level, more power to you. So that's up to you to that's between you and your belief system. Keep it to yourself, because I don't care about it, and I don't want to hear about it. I have my own stuff, and I don't go shoving down your throat, and you have your stuff. Keep it to yourself, and we'll work on these facts that we can uncover together. If you can't keep it to yourself, then get away from me. I don't want to be around you. I don't need you. I don't want you in my sphere of influence or friends, and I don't want you influencing me. We have a big job ahead of us, and I don't want people who are prone to mental illness based on their belief structure. You know, if you believe some of the dogma that comes out of these religions, you're going to also believe that the tooth fairy exists, so Santa Claus can come down your chimney, or in my view, it's all a setup for you to be brought to the next big deception. But if you can be strong and dig through the masses of information and then be brave enough to stand up and put it out there, I'll help you, because this is what my goal is. And Kate, you said it right. I didn't get in this to be a leader. I got in this to just tell the truth. You don't like it? I'm not going to apologize for being the way I am, because I am who I am. Now, again, if I make mistakes, I try to correct them or ameliorate the injury to others, if possible. Because that's what you should do. That's what's right. And I attempt as best I can to live up to that. So I hope that clears up a few things for everybody. You know, there's so much more to learn about all this stuff. I do get tired of this. You know, people have sent me cures for my problem and everything else, and I appreciate the help. But, you know, this guy even alluding to the fact that I'm dying now. But I didn't say I was dying. I just, see, this stuff is just lie after lie. This guy, Mark Lynn, is so bad, ladies and gentlemen. And he thought that he was going to use this as an opportunity. But if you take a look out on the net, people can see through this nonsense. They really can. You know. And the ones that can't, good. You know, don't let the door hit you in the rear end on the way out. Okay? So if you want to keep fighting and working, let's do it. Let's dig some more stuff out. There'll be more stuff about the Boleyn nonsense here. Hopefully he's going to come out on the right side of this and be, you know, freed from this, because I know that this is a terrible sword of Damocles hanging over him. So these are important things that we're fighting for. In fact, more important than anything you could fight for. The right to choose how you live your life. And if you want to choose the way you live your life, and you think we at the French Connection and Eric and myself can help, then by all means give us a hand, because we sure do want to make this right with everybody. Until the next time, ladies and gentlemen. Daryl Bradford Smith telling you all, be well. Bye-bye now.